The first container load of solar panels is set to arrive at the Maui College campus in Kahului later this summer. It's part of what's called a net zero plan that some liken to a Star Trek deal that will put Hawaii on the map. During a recent trip to Maui, we thought we would take a closer look at the $6.3 million solar project. It'll be the very first college campus in the country to meet all its energy needs through photovoltaic systems and battery storage.
I'm standing in the shade of a solar-covered parking lot. All the electric vehicle charging stations are pretty much all full. It's a sign of the times here at the University of Hawaii Maui College campus. For this first-year Maui College student, the future is only looking brighter.
My name is Evelyn Talvaye. I know that sustainability is very important to our campus. We have a lot of different things to improve our carbon footprint. We have solar panels, and we have a recycling center, and we have a lot of programs and activities about sustainability and stuff like that.
And you took a class here about sustainability. Tell us about that.
Yeah, I took sustainable science management. That's what it's called. And it was fun. It was a lot of information that we could use to improve our campus and how we live as people.
Tim Botkin heads up the school's sustainable science management program and has the long view.
Well, as you noticed, the initial investment in the PV work on the at the carport really gave a big step. That was a 500-kilowatt project, so it's a pretty good-sized investment in itself at that point. And then I think there was kind of a perfect storm. Our local utility, Maui Electric, is, you know, working against trying not to let all of these changes take it down. Frankly, it's tricky. But at the same time, they've been very open to working with us as a campus and with us on these problems. So their receptiveness was a part of it. The financing opportunity and the Johnson Controls taking on this performance contracting as an entity, the vehicle for this, really made it happen in a way that wasn't that difficult, I think, as a decision.
Well, this will make it the first in the country.
Right.
Mm-hmm. And so to have that kind of, you know, those bragging rights, I guess, is a big deal.
Well, yeah, it is a big deal. And it's, we like to think we deserve it because, for one, we have the natural resources for it. For two, we have a need to be more sustainable here in Maui and in the islands. And so doing that and showing that we're willing to step out and take these sort of risks is appropriate, I think. So I think that Chancellor did a great job, and the others, Stuart Zinner, as our energy coordinator, did a nice job, and JCI has done a good job. So it's a good team effort.
Share with us what the project will look like. You hope to get some of the PV panels by the summer.
Yes. The first batch should be coming in by the end of the summer physically. And this will be a progressive installation. It's going to take a while because it will cover, you know, all corners of the campus in many ways, those areas that are not being used, including some additional rooftop, but then quite a bit of on-the-ground installation, too, with the notable exception, and this was an important thing raised, is that we want to be sure that if and as new buildings are built, those on the ground can be moved up to the building so that we don't take up land space just for the purpose of PV panels.
Right. But for the current structure of the campus, those buildings, some of those won't get panels?
Correct. The our larger steep-pitched, roof-pitched buildings that have clay tiles, it was determined would just be too tricky to try to install on at this point. So we're not going to install on those. We'll be looking for flatter, smaller roofs where we can and tie them together.
All right. So mainly on the ground. As we currently see in the parking lot there at Maui Community College, or Maui College, I should say. But what does this mean then for the college just as far as sustainability?
Well, it's interesting. You know, I don't think it's coincidental either. I am the coordinator for the Sustainable Science Management Program, which is a four-year degree program. That's the only sustainability degree program and certainly the only four-year program in the UH system. And so we're constantly pushing and working and researching in these fields to try to make sure we do make progress on these areas of sustainability as we know it. And, you know, that includes investing in or even divesting in things some of those things that get in the way of our being more effective and looking at a brighter long term. So it's our students get involved in these things, and they've had some to say. And again, it's been a team effort on the campus. But I think that our role is one that the whole campus kind of appreciates, that we do have to be leaders in sustainability right across the state.
Right. You want to walk the talk.
Absolutely. Absolutely. You know, there's no way to ask somebody else to stick their neck out and invest and do something differently unless you're willing to do it yourself. And I think that's something we all have to pay attention to.
So you want to be the green jewel in the University of Hawaii's crown.
Well, I even flinch, frankly, at the term green, because sometimes green is and sometimes green isn't. It really is about making sure that what we're doing will still be good in 20, 30, 40 years, and that we haven't degraded our landscape so badly that we're no longer able to function and with the kind of lifestyle and community that we have.
Well, if this is then, though, a big milestone, what do you see is lacking?
Well, we have to pay attention not to the fact that we're taking the step now. It's all good. Just there's no question. It's all good. But we have to pay attention to what this leads to as we go down the road. PV panels, batteries, are advanced technology today. But at the same time, we're beginning to understand as we mass produce them that they only have a certain lifespan, for example, and at the end of their lifespan, they will need to go somewhere to die. And right now, recycling of these things is very much in its infancy and only being done in one place in Europe, as we've been able to understand it so far. So we need to look out on the horizon in 20 years or even less, given the work that these panels do in Hawaii, and decide what's going to happen to them when they die. And if there are 100,000 or a million panels in the state of Hawaii, what are we going to do to make sure it doesn't become another landfill problem, for example, that we just deferred by virtue of using the panels? So we have to continue to push for what are the right answers and how to make it better, even as we take these steps.
Right, and there was some discussion, I know, within the industry about, do we have a fee, upfront fee, to be able to deal with disposal costs down the road, like we do with electronics and all of that, just to keep them out of the landfill since we have so little of that space.
Right. Well, and it's an interesting parallel, actually frightening parallel. We've on the campus have, in addition to the Net Zero Project, we've been working on a what we call our sustainability lens analysis of waste practices and recycling in particular. And as we've analyzed it, we're beginning to understand that the recycling world is kind of falling apart with China stepping back and away from it.
Mm-hmm.
Paper, plastics, and electronics in particular are just not having a home right now around the world, and it's very scary. So we have to be cognizant of these limitations as we continue to produce more things. We got to know what we're going to do with them, and that's really a critical part if we're going to use that term sustainability.
Right, so this is a bright spot with the net zero goals and the plan to be generating your own energy campus-wide. But then it's kind of sobering. It's like, okay, this is nice, but what else should we be doing?
Right. Well, the problem with sustainability that gets really frustrating is that you can't just select an area of it, do well on it, and call yourself good.
Mm.
You know, with sustainability, you have to look at everything and make sure you're not messing something else up at the time you're doing something well. And that makes it frustrating. Now, again, with this project, based upon the fact that we are the first, there are so few that are even doing anything, it makes it nothing but a good step. But for us to stay on it as leaders in sustainability, as you mentioned, we have to look at the future and be aware of what's happening and start looking at what else we can do.
Right, and what are the unintended consequences of what we've just done?
Exactly. Well, frankly, we try to say you don't get to use that word anymore. We don't get to say unforeseen, unintended. We've got to figure it out so that those things don't happen. That's really our mantra here at the Sustainable Science Management Program, is learning how to foresee those things.
Right. Okay, learning how to walk the talk and
avoid the consequences.
Avoid
right?
the consequences. Mm-hmm. All right. Well, thank you so much for shedding some light. Obviously, a very good thing for Maui College, but then kind of making us think a little bit deeper.
Yeah. And be careful with the but, I say, because it is a great opportunity. But at the same time, we are collectively, Hawaii should be a leader in this. We're the ones that can think about it and need to think about it. So it's an exciting future.
Maui College at the head of the class.
And we were talking to Maui College's Tim Botkin and the efforts to become the first campus in the country to meet the net zero renewable energy goal. By this time next year, it hopes to be entirely powered by the sun.